Well, let's get to it, because this is all about bringing people together. Because it's a bird. It's a plane. It's
a bucket.
Here we go.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
And a super Will It Float today to get you to Superman. Yeah, look up in the sky or on the screen in theaters starting tomorrow. Superman. I like this copy. I'm just going to straight up read it.
I love it. Okay, let's go.
Superman flies into theaters this summer, starring David Corenswet in the dual role of the original superhero and his alter ego Clark Kent, alongside Rachel Brosnahan as intrepid journalist Lois Lane and Nicholas Holt as supervillain Lex Luthor. In this first feature from DC Studios, filmmaker James Gunn delivers his signature blend of heart, humor, and, of course, epic action.
Action.
Don't miss Superman, only in theaters, starting July 11th, the Warner Brothers Pictures.
I think you've got a knack for that.
Really, I'm just going to stick to the bucket. And to get you a pair of passes to see Superman, and also throwing in a very, very lovely $25 gas card there from our buddies at Kroger. So you can fill up and fly to and fro. For Superman, it's the Superman Witch going into the tank today. We don't have meat added to it. It's just the Man Witch. It's like Cousin Eddie with his hamburger helper. There's no meat. Mm-hmm. It does just fine on its own, Clark.
Got a list of ingredients going over here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that little side bet going on between Boyd and Heather Lee, we need two of you right now to go up against each other.
Mm.
Two heroes to answer the call. What will the Manwich out of the can do? Will it float? Will it sink? Will the tank ever recover from it? I don't even know. Is it too liquidy? Are we going to get a winner here? Or has it got a little heft to it?
I don't know. I was okay. I thought it was going to sink until we opened it.
Yeah.
And now it's looking a little...
Hmm.
Little liquidy.
What will Superman do? Well, we'll go to the line and get her two contestants to play Will It Float today. And coming in at Hank Fan number 9 out of Weatherford, he is John. Welcome, John, to Will It Float today. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, there
hello.
He is. All right. Mild-mannered John of Weatherford. Going up against John will be Hank Fan number 10. He's up in Kansas City. From Arlington, it is James returning, trying to avenge a previous Will It Float defeat.
Oh, that's right.
From not too long ago.
He's got a goat in this game.
Good morning, James. Yes, there you are. All right.
Morning.
Is, hold on, ask both of you guys. Is Manwich basically barbecue sauce? We'll sit and discuss. What do you think?
Ish.
John? James?
James?
Paul?
Soda. James?
John?
Mark?
Ringo?
Matthew?
Okay. Clark. I'm glad that settled that. But now we need to know. John, out of Weatherford, you got first dibs. What do you think the Manwich is going to do? Will it float? Will it sink?
I think it's going to sink.
We got to sink. All right. So, James, you're hoping it does what?
Float.
There we are.
Okay.
Mild-mannered indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you put them in a telephone booth and they can change to their alter ego just like that. Are we ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Are you done fighting with Boyd for two
I'm
seconds
not fighting
so we can
with anyone.
All right.
I'm
streaming live on our Hank Facebook page so you can see what you can hear. Let's go to the tank of transparency. And of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it is going to do to decide a vector, hopefully. Is just the way Superman would want it. All right, here we go. The kryptonite pours out Manwich style in 3, 2, 1. Down goes the Manwich. Down goes the Manwich. And it is somewhat coagulating together. And it is going to have to be majority rules on this. And we do have a clear and decisive victory in this one. Because it's down there. And it's cloudy. And this is going to be a mess. But congratulations, John of Weatherford. You're going to Superman. You got the gas card from Kroger. You have scored Will It Float today as that Manwich went down and is very much subterranean depths at the bottom of the tank of transparency.
This is going to give the ketchup a run for its money in the grossness department.
It's going to be a tough hour and 45 minutes for the rest of the show.
I'd like to apologize to Aaron Wilde in advance.
But not to Boyd, evidently. But no apologies needed there. John, congratulations. James Ever, thank you so much up there. We appreciate you listening. And all those from coast to coast and all across our daily planet. When it comes to it, for Superman, the man-witch sinks.